All right, good morning everyone, wherever you are in the world. This is Ed's All Out Hangout. Welcome to episode 11 already. And in this episode, I would like to explore the music of synthesizers and industrial dance a bit more. I've been listening a lot again to the artist called The Black Queen, which is a three-piece and consists of Greg Puciato, formerly of the Dillinger Escape Plan, Joshua Oustis, which is also known for his work with Telephone Tel Aviv and Nine Inch Nails, and former guitar and electronics tech Stephen Alexander, which also worked for Nine Inch Nails. Obviously, by now you know that a lot of my music and inspiration and, you know, curiosity stems from Nine Inch Nails and what they've produced and what they've done. So I'll take a bit more time to explore further into that. So I wanted to discuss The Black Queen today. I'll let you guys hear a couple of songs. First of all, you just heard the song That Death Cannot Touch. And the next song that I'm gonna let you guys hear is a song called Ice to Never, which really sets the whole tone for their debut album, Fever Daydream, which was released in 2016. That they really produce this like danceable but dark sound, full of synths, a bit of guitar here and there, but more of a darker atmosphere that they create. Still very listenable and still very danceable, of course, as well. So I'm gonna explore some related music to that, and I'm gonna talk about 90s Neil some more, and finally I'll let you guys hear another song of The Black Queen. But I hope you enjoy this episode. So those were the songs That Death Cannot Touch and Eyes to Never by The Black Queen. For the next song, I'm gonna let you hear a recording of the band How to Destroy Angels, which is obviously another former Nine Inch Nails side project manned by Trent Reznor, his wife Mary Queen Reznor, Rob Sheridan, and I think Atticus Ross as well. Those are just, you know, steady factors that contribute to Nine Inch Nails art direction, music, content. And afterwards I will let you guys hear a song of a band called Crosses, which feature Chino Marino from Deftones on vocals, and basically they have a kind of more rocky attitude towards this more darker, danceable style of music. But it's similar to what The Black Queen does as well. I hope you enjoy that, and I will let you guys hear a recording of the first debut album from Nine Inch Nails, Pretty Hate Machine. So where I also think that The Black Queen hails a lot of inspiration from is Telephone Tel Aviv, which was the first actual band by Joshua Eustace, in which he played, and that features a lot of like dreamy stuff, danceable stuff as well, with a heavy focus on the synthesizers and electronic programming. Just like Electric Light, it features a bit of a lighter atmosphere when compared to The Black Queen, and I think the general more dreamy up vibe stuff of Telephone Tel Aviv does really well. However, the debut album by The Black Queen, Fever Daydream, reminds me a lot of Pretty Hate Machine, which was the debut album of Nine Inch Nails and released in 1989. With songs like Head Like a Hole, Kinda I Want To, Down In It, Sin, of which I will let you guys hear Head Like a Hole. And afterwards, I will let you guys hear another song of the debut album of The Black Queen, which is called Taman Shud, and that's one of my favorite songs because it just really manages this balance between electronics, rock, guitar, and basically when the whole rhythm ends at the end, it features a gentle guitar and just blasts out at the end of the song, which I think makes for a great composition of opposites, which is quite nicely balanced. In that regard, Taman Shoot will be the last song to be heard on this episode from this podcast. And well, I hope you guys enjoy this one, and I hope that you enjoyed the music as well. And furthermore, I'm always looking for feedback and open to whatever you guys have to say. All right, so enjoy the final section of this one.